Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And today we are in Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 26, where Philip encounters an Ethiopian official who was returning home from Jerusalem and who was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Philip explains the meaning of the passage and tells him the good news about Jesus. They come upon a body of water, and the Ethiopian asks Philip to baptize him. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. So let's begin Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get ready and go south to the road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a road that is not used nowadays." So Philip got ready and went. Now an Ethiopian eunuch who was in an important official in charge of the treasury of the Queen of Ethiopia was on his way home. He had been to Jerusalem to worship God and was going back home in his carriage. As he rode along, he was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to the carriage and stay close to it." Philip ran over and heard him reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and he asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And the official replied, "How can I understand unless someone explains it to me?" And he invited Philip to climb up and sit in the carriage with him. Now the passage of scripture which he was reading was this: "He was like a sheep that is taken to be slaughtered, like a lamb that makes no sound when its wool is cut off. He did not say a word. He was humiliated, and justice was denied him. No one will be able to tell about his descendants, because his life on earth has come to an end." The official asked Philip, "Tell me, of whom is the prophet saying this, of himself or someone else?" Then Philip began to speak. Starting from this passage of scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled down the road, they came to a place where there was some water. And the official said, "Well, here is some water. What is to keep me from being baptized?" The official ordered the carriage to stop, and both Philip and the official went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away. The official did not see him again, but he continued on his way full of joy. Philip found himself in Azotus, and he went on to Caesarea, and on the way he preached the good news in every town. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 8, verse 38. The official ordered the carriage to stop, and both Philip and the official went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. You know, beloved, it must have been quite an eye-opening experience that not only has God provided a teacher for this earnest follower of the Word of God, someone who had converted to Judaism from a foreign land, and now he's reading his Bible like a good Jewish person should, good convert should, and he's at a place where he just does not understand that. And right then, God sends Philip. And Philip is able to explain everything to him and how the scripture was talking about the Messiah, the Jesus Christ, who had just been sacrificed for our sins, raised from the dead, and ascended into heaven. And as they climbed down out of the carriage and Philip baptized the Ethiopian eunuch, then boom, God snatched Philip away and took him to another area because he was needed quickly in another area of the territory. And there stands the Ethiopian eunuch alone by himself in the middle of this little piece of water where God had provided for him to be baptized in. Wow, what amazing baptismal experience. I can imagine the testimony he was able to give when others asked him about his faith and what Jesus has done. Let us pray. Lord God, your Spirit fills me with joy. Empower me to share the good news about Jesus and your saving love for all people. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this week to an end. I hope to see you Sunday in church. And if you can't be in the chapel in person, then I hope to see you there either on Zoom or on Facebook. And then, of course, we will be back, Lord willing, on Monday morning, where we will be in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 25, where Saul, a persecutor of the church, is converted. What a glorious testimony. Until then, beloved, you keep looking up because your salvation is growing nearer every moment. God bless.